This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Campaign 2004 report with Margaret Gray. And tonight, I know, Margaret, you wanted to talk a lot about the economic policies of George Bush and again, why you are supporting Senator Kerry. Where are you right now?
Phil, I am standing out in front of a piece of property that Frank and I have been considering purchasing here in Santa Monica. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, this would have been a very feasible acquisition, but because of the economic policies of George Bush, we are forced really to reconsider purchasing this because we're in a negative cash flow situation right now, and the reason for all of this can be pointed to as George Bush's economic policies. It is certainly being felt in my home and in some ancillary businesses that we have.
So in other words, you guys have a lot of real estate interests?
Well, when you say I've got real estate interests, Frank and I own a number of apartment buildings in the Mid-Wilshire District of Los Angeles. Two of them have been on the market now for sale for the last 3 weeks. This time, 3 or 4 years ago, they would have sold within 10 to 15 days, and we could have realized the profit of $80,000 to $100,000. But George Bush and his economic policies have forced us to drop the price on each of the two buildings, $50,000.
These are apartment buildings?
That is correct, yes. And they're on the market. The one closest to Wilshire we're selling for $1.2 million. And the one a block from Wilshire we have on the market for $1.1 million. We did have them on for $1.3 and $1.2. The market is so soft now. There is all of this inventory and there's no seller base. And you find yourself really close to a negative cash flow.
All right, now by a negative cash flow, so that people understand, because we're not all real estate whizzes, what you're saying is your payments to the bank are exceeding what you're taking in rents.
That is it. And as a result, you have to cut back on your services to the tenant. And that's really the point that I'm trying to make right now. Very few people understand that when you move into an apartment that doesn't have as many amenities as you would like, or is in need of a little bit of work, you need only look as far as George Bush and his economic policies that have made it impossible for people to afford a higher rent, which would help us make these apartments more livable.
And well, when you say more livable, what are you talking about? You, as the landlord, are in charge of improving these conditions, right?
Well, right now, because of the negative cash flow that I was talking about, we're paying the bank, as you say, more than we're taking in. I've been wanting for so long to repair the railings that run along the second floor of our Baxter property, but I can't do that. And the reason for that is George Bush. He has made it so difficult economically that something needs to be done. There are toilets backed up in three of our units on the ground floor. As a result of that, we cannot make the payment, we cannot make the repairs because George Bush's economic policies have led to this negative cash flow. And the same thing that happened in Russia is going to happen here in America, only there won't be terrorists. It'll be faulty second floor railing, loose railings on the stairwells that kill our children. These are the things that I'm talking about. And on the top floor of our Baxter unit, we have preschoolers there, Phil. Now, we all saw what happened in the Soviet Union to those poor children. I don't want it to happen here.
Well, how is George Bush contributing to this, Margaret? These are railings that you need to repair. Right.
His economic policies, Phil.
No, but I mean, you're the landlord.
I am the landlord, yes. What is your point?
My point is, if the railings need to be fixed as the landlord, you need to fix them.
No, you're missing entirely the point here.
All right, well, help me, because if I'm missing it.
The economic policies of the Bush administration have made the real estate market so soft we're unable to sell. The buildings we are having to hold on to with a negative cash flow, so George Bush happily sees Margaret and Frank Gray in Los Angeles, two struggling landlords, trying to do their best for the tenants, and we can't because we can't afford it. Listen, Phil, to the risk the Bush administration has put on our children. We have two of our apartments. There are three apartments where the toilets don't flush and haven't for 3 days, to the point where some of the families are using their neighbor's facilities. We've got two downstairs units with crumbling plasterboard in the ceiling because of plumbing problems above. We've had to go several days without garbage pickup. All of this because if we pay for the repairs and for the garbage pickup, it is more money out of pocket on a property that we're already going to take a significant hit on when it comes time to sell. So I think I'm a little bit more familiar with landlord issues than you are. And again, you need only look as far as the Bush administration for these problems.
All right, Margaret Gray on the line with us, talking about her issues as a landlord and George Bush being the culprit. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I just want to say, you're the landlord. It's your job by law to make sure those dwellings are adhering to state and federal standards. Isn't that right?
But you don't understand. Look, the Bush administration has put landlords, property owners, and estate managers have had a terrible disadvantage because of his economic policies. They've had a lot of people pulling their money out of the market, stock market and real estate.
Let's go at it this way. What is Kerry going to do to improve that that situation? Going to lay a tax on higher income people so they don't invest at all in apartments or businesses, for that matter?
Well, you know, so you're getting into some pretty deep water here, Phil.
No, but I want to know what Kerry will do. Increase the tax on high income people so there isn't any investment in business at all?
Phil, you're getting in over your head. This isn't about Kerry. This is about Bush.
All right.
There are 14 families living in our Baxter Street building who on some days have to walk through backed-up sewage in our parking lot. Why? Because the Bush administration policies have made it economically impossible for me to get any company out there to snake those pipes at a cost that is in line. And believe me, Phil, I see it, you don't. I've got John drives me by the buildings every day. I can see the railings that need fixing. I can see the landscaping that is suffering because of the water bill is so high. I can see the graffiti that we can't afford to paint over because it only contributes to a negative cash situation. George Bush is at the root of all of this, and I want so very much for your apartment people to understand this, because what you're doing is you're making me out to be the bad guy, and it's so very unfair. And
I am not trying to make anybody the bad guy.
Well, it's very unfair what you're doing.
No, I'm not trying to be. I'm saying you own the buildings that these people's apartment, they're walking through sewage.
Can you believe that?
Well, why don't you snake the bloody pipes and get the sewage out of there?
I'm going to say it again.
Because George Bush's economic policy.
Because George Bush's economic policies have made it economically unfeasible for us to take the negative cash flow that results from putting in too much money into repairs on buildings that we're going to take a hit on when we sell them. Do you understand? Because this is very basic economics. And it's something that is so difficult, especially for people that rent, to understand. And I try to explain it to my renters. They will call and they'll say, we have a problem. We need plumbing fixed. And I talked to Rosalia, Mrs. Gonzalez, 2 weeks ago, whose toilet isn't flushing. And I said to her, I am so in sympathy with you, but I have to tell you, it isn't me, it's President Bush. You vote for John, and she's very sympathetic. She is.
Is this a lady that rents from you?
Yes. Her, and she lives with her husband and her daughter and her husband. So there's two couples and a baby. And
how many bedroom apartment? I'm just curious.
I don't know, Phil. I think they've got a one bedroom.
Okay, so there's two couples and a baby in a one-bedroom apartment, and the toilet hasn't flushed in 3 days.
And what happens is I get on a program like yours, and you immediately indict me. And that's what I find so very unfair.
No, I haven't indicted you, but I will say this.
Now, before you say that, are you a landlord?
No, let me just say...
Are you a landlord?
No, I am not.
All right, then everything you're about to say is a fairy tale. It's a fantasy that you just concocted.
All right, here's my fantasy, that I would go ahead and take the economic hit and plunge the freaking woman's toilet or whatever it takes and put a snake down that sewer pipe and get that apartment building in working order so the people aren't living in sewage.
All right, that's your little fantasy world. You take a negative hit. You go ahead and spend the money. Now you don't have enough money to invest in another real estate acquisition. That means someone else isn't going to get the maintenance job. Someone else isn't going to get the superintendent job. A few other people aren't going to be able to rent apartments because you aren't there to make the improvements. And
what improvements? You just got done telling me you don't have enough money to fix the landscaping. You've got toilets that are backed up.
If I was able to sell the apartments, I could make improvements on other apartments that I buy. But President Bush, because he has decided to spend a lot of money on this war in Iraq and everywhere else, and everyone's taking their money out of the stock, you want me to be the bad guy. It's not going to work this time. It works on other shows. It's not going to work on this show.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work on my. What's not going to work on my show? I all I'm trying to do is ask some questions.
You're going to try to make yet another property owner seem like the reason why people don't have a good life. I'm here to tell you the truth. George Bush is the world's biggest slumlord. Have you ever heard that term, slumlord? That's what George Bush is.
Wait a minute. There might be some people, Margaret, who would apply that term to you.
I beg your pardon. I really find that slanderous.
You only...
George Bush is the slumlord, not me. I would snake those pipes in a moment and get that sewage out of that parking lot if it didn't lead to a negative cash flow. God!
1-800-449-8686. You can tell Ms. Gray is, I would say, exorcised. She is apoplectic. She owns two apartment buildings that are in dire need of repair. She and her husband cannot afford to repair these buildings because she says the economic policies of George Bush have made it impossible for them to recoup any losses. And that's one more reason why she's voting for Kerry. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. The fact of the matter is she's got raw sewage sitting in a parking lot. She's got toilets that don't flush in three apartments, plasterboard peeling, and railing on the second floor that is loose with two preschoolers running around up there. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Campaign 2004 and the report of Margaret Gray on The Phil Henry Show in just a moment.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You're not going to talk about the people in Hurricane Charlie or Francis, are you?
Well, you know something? I think the president would do a little bit better if he stopped listening to people who did not take precautions in protecting their homes and begin to help out those of us who do have viable business interests, such as real estate. The idea, Phil, that Frank and I are supposed to reach into our pockets, into our retirement, thank you very much, and make these repairs that otherwise would not cost the money they cost were George Bush paying attention to the economy at home, I think is criminal. And I'll go you one better, Phil.
I'll go you one better. How do you keep people from having a safe environment because you don't want to take a negative cash flow?
So in other words, we're not allowed to have a life.
You and Frank?
Yes.
Who's telling you not to have a life? We're asking her to make repairs.
Repairs that are going to cost us, in the long run, a retirement that is well-earned, a life together that is well-earned. It has been a long-time dream of ours to eventually retire to the Mediterranean. We have picked out a beautiful boat, something that Frank has wanted since he was very young. It is a lovely 60-foot Carver yacht, and we can do what Frank always wanted to do, which was sail the Mediterranean islands. We can't do that, Phil, and stake someone's sewer because George Bush is making it impossible for me to save for my retirement.
So this is about you and Frank buying a yacht, and...
No, it is not about us buying a yacht. It's about George...
Yeah, George Bush and his economic policies.
Well, thank you for cutting me off. I was going to make some explanation.
No, I've heard your explanation. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. She owns two apartment buildings in the Mid-Wilshire District, two buildings that are in dire need of repair. She can't make those repairs because the Bush economic policies have made it impossible for them to sustain a negative cash flow on the real estate that they own. Matilda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Matilde Aguirre. I'm a real estate agent in Miami, Florida, specializing in apartment buildings. And what Margaret is saying sounds very ludicrous because here in Miami, I can't get my hands on enough buildings. Every time I find one in inventory, I sell it right away.
Well, this is a completely different market out here. I don't know what you want me to say to her, Phil. California, there's a lot of inventory and the market's soft right now.
Yes, but even if the market is soft, you know, negative cash flow comes about from really milking the buildings and using it for other things instead of taking care of repairing your building. It sounds like a slum type of building to me.
Well, absolutely. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yes, of course.
President Bush is the one that did it. He's the one that did it. Not me.
Excuse me, what you can do is...
Let me explain a little bit about American economy. I don't know if you're familiar with it. What you have to do is...
The lady said she's a real estate agent.
I'm a real estate agent.
Well, that doesn't mean you own apartment buildings. I'm a landlord trying desperately to get people's toilets to flush and get off to the Mediterranean with my husband. How do I do that?
Well, I'll tell you, you need to use some of the money you've already in the past milked from the apartment buildings and spend money to repair the disrepair of your building.
Milked? We were charging rent at a very fair rate. Now we're taking a hit. I'm giving more money to the bank than I am to my... In other words, well, you know what I mean by negative cash flow. It means that the money, and when you... Well, I forget, but...
Margaret, you forget?
I know, but...
And it's negative. And Frank, who is my husband, who has dreamed for a lifetime to sail the Mediterranean.
I understand, but what I want the listeners to understand is not to get confused by what you're saying.
And everyone is complaining about their toilets not flushing. What's that got to do with me?
I will tell
you. You're the landlord.
You're the landlord, and when you originally bought that building, in order for the bank to have been able to give you a loan, they took into consideration enough cash flow for you to do maintenance in that building. But if you did not do the maintenance and you decided to milk the building and use the money for other things...
We had other economic concerns, and
we had
to take care of those.
What were those?
I agree with you, but George Bush has nothing to do with that.
We purchased a bowling alley in San Gabriel. That did not do as well as we thought it would.
So in other words, rather than fix toilets and repair railing, which, by the way, you said there's preschoolers living up on the second floor. My God, what happens if those children fall and you get sued? You see...
Again, this is why John Kerry needs to be elected.
But you bought a bowling alley that didn't do well. That's your mistake.
Not if John Kerry had been president.
And George Bush has nothing to do with you milking the buildings to do and invest the money in something else.
You know, I'm really offended by you using that term, milking. I really am.
I'm sorry.
Could you use another term?
I will. By using the funds that came out
from
the building.
Because when you say milking, it's almost sexual.
That was not my intention.
Well, I think it sounds a little sexual. And
all right, we get it. The lady had no intention to offend. She was using
none
a term.
Whatsoever.
It's like a farm term, you know, milking.
Well, I know what she means by it, squeezing something, and I think it's very unfortunate.
All right, let's move past it.
I apologize. I'm a certified public accountant besides being a realtor, and we use that term.
Yes. I think it's just a little sexual, both male and female.
I got it already. She understands. Matilda, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Margaret Gray about she's taking huge losses on two apartment buildings she owns. Ms. Gray, can I ask you, how much do you charge in rent?
Oh, I can't answer that question, Phil.
What's the highest rent you charge?
For our two-bedroom, we charge $1,100 a month.
$1,100 a month in the Mid-Wilshire District?
Yes.
With toilets that don't flush and sewage backing up into the parking lot, railings falling down.
Phil, you know, it's really unfair to say that about all the apartments. Some of the apartments have that situation. Not all of them. Probably a good 50% of our apartments are fully usable and when well ventilated, are safe to live in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is it because of George Bush that she is not making repairs to her apartment buildings? That's what she's saying. Margaret Gray on The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the epitome of radio.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 449-8686.
Margaret Gray joins us for her campaign 2004 report talking about property owning, being a landlord. I know I've talked to you before about real estate. You say in the Bush economy, it's been impossible to sell at a profit. A lot of these pieces of property, the market's soft right now. As the result, you got a negative cash flow going. You aren't able to afford repairs to an apartment building, two apartment buildings that you own, both of which have horrible conditions. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree, Phil. I am absolutely flabbergasted at the Bush administration's intractability. I own an apartment building where people have to share the same toilet because most of the toilets are plugged up. I own an apartment building where people have to jump across puddles of sewage to get to their cars. And why is this? Because I have my hands tied. I don't have enough money to repair these buildings and to adequately plan for the retirement of my husband and myself. Can I read you something?
Go ahead, but then we have to take a call.
All right. Price, $1,050,000. Year constructed, 2002. It is an epoxy-laminated GRP-coated fiberglass construction, twin 1320 horsepower man diesel engines, fully air-conditioned, generator, water maker, a bow truster, winch for tender, and personal watercraft, four cabins. It's a 92-foot Tuzla motor yacht. It's located in Istanbul, Turkey, and it is our dream to purchase this. Now, I know that you'll say to me, is that motor yacht important compared to a child possibly losing her life falling through the loose railings on our apartment building?
Yes, absolutely I would.
And let me answer that. That child, Phil, can live to be a healthy old woman. She can learn through this very tough period and become a prosperous woman. My husband only has a few more years left to live. No, I don't want to see a child die on my watch, but the odds of that child falling through loose railing on the second floor of apartment building that we own into landscaping that is predominantly cactus, and my husband being able to yacht on the Mediterranean, as was his lifelong dream, the odds of that happening to her are very slim compared to Frank ever living to see the Mediterranean, even though there's a good chance we can purchase this yacht because I know we've got a bid in and two other people do. That's what I'm talking about. I think every American can relate to that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show. Let's go to Mike here with Margaret Gray. We're talking about the Bush economic policies as they relate to owning property. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, as a landlord, you are responsible for your tenants. You're responsible for that building. And, you know, I've been a landlord for many, many years. Tenants tear the building up. It's my responsibility to get that building fixed up. I suggest you either get the building fixed up, stop charging rents, or walk away from the buildings.
No, what we're doing is we are
giving people something that you collect rent from.
Well, you want me to walk away and leave those people homeless. That'll never happen.
Well, they're practically homeless now.
Practically,
you're taking their money for, you mean you're not delivering a product?
You would leave those people homeless. I wouldn't. That's the difference between you and I.
Well, what's the difference between being homeless and living in a slum where they can't use the damn bathroom? It's your damn responsibility.
A couple of the toilets are plugged. They're sharing bathrooms.
You charge them rent?
Of course I do.
Well, if you charge them rent, you should take care of the building.
I do take care of the
building. You don't take care of the building? I'm surprised the county or the health department hasn't come out and condemned the building
yet. That's my question. How come the county and the health department haven't done anything?
You know something, Phil? Fortunately, we do have some friends at the city and the county level, and they have been able to...
Oh, so you bribed them, huh?
No, we've just got friends there. But I'll tell you this,
you bribed them.
That's the environment that your President Bush created.
I've been a landlord since 1975.
That's the environment that you and your President Bush created for the rest of us landowners.
You know what? There's more property owners now, and property prices are higher and higher now than they've ever been with the low interest rates we've had.
It is our dream to buy this yacht in Turkey.
You know what? It is your dream to buy this yacht at other people's expense. You want to take these poor people's money, let them live in slums, and you go out and buy the lot. I think you're a very selfish fool.
I'm simply saying that it is, you know, first of all, Mike, you're a landlord. You're not a landowner, so you don't know that the real estate market right now is very soft.
The real estate market is actually very good right now. I just sold a piece of property today, as a matter of fact.
Well, you might have seen the property. Did you buy it?
No, I said I just sold a piece of property today.
Well,
I regularly buy and sell property. The market is not very soft, and prices are pretty damn high.
Well, the prices are high because they're worth it. Now, I'm selling this piece of property for $1.2 over on the Wilshire corridor, and I'd like to get my fair money out of that. You want me to start sinking all kinds of good money after bad into cleaning up urine in the parking lot. We've got a yacht to buy, and I've got a husband who is...
Are you listening to yourself? We've got a yacht to buy?
I'm hearing myself very clearly, but you gentlemen...
Let me tell you something. I've been in business most of my life, and I believe in delivering a product for a product paid for.
What
you are not doing that as a landlord.
What business are you in?
What? I'm in a communications business, and I own several apartment buildings. Okay,
all
but
right.
When I take somebody's money, I deliver a product to them. When I charge somebody rent, they rent a pristine house or apartment. That's my rents are a little higher than most people, but my properties are in always excellent condition.
People. So you're gouging people.
No, I'm not gouging people. I'm charging for the product that I deliver.
I deliver a very good product too.
Not running toilets and railings that are falling down.
Well, they were in very good shape before Bush came along.
Was it Bush going in there and destroy your apartment building?
He went into the economy and decided that he was going to spend more money chasing Saddam bin Laden or whatever all over the place.
That has nothing to do with your apartment building?
Well, the market's got soft. But you know what I mean.
Well, the market has gotten soft is because you probably have some condemned properties that nobody wants.
They are not condemned, and
they should be condemned.
Well, they aren't, though.
But they should be.
Look, there's my way, there's the highway.
I sure in hell wouldn't condemn them.
Look,
and I'd put your ass in jail for being a slumlord.
Well, I would watch my language. You're speaking to a lady. And another thing, there's...
You
know what? There's my way or the highway, so...
Your way or the highway.
I think you're a very selfish, self-centered individual.
Well,
I think you should be ashamed of yourself for charging rent for what you're renting out.
And so my husband should die without not ever seeing the Mediterranean.
Well, maybe he should. You know,
when
you go on a rental property and you become a service to other people,
right.
You have an obligation to them.
Yeah, you're in the public sector, and when you're doing business with the public, you have to do business with the public. Thank you, Mike, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I agree with Mike. I'm sorry that this woman has the ability to think that a yacht is more important than her responsibility as a property owner, manager, whatever you like to call yourself.
You're all making a real big thing out of this.
Listen, can you just take a minute and shut your mouth and let someone else speak?
I have been listening.
Because here's the situation.
Maybe
Frank would be better off dead. And maybe you should be out of the real estate market on your yacht. You are absolutely a disgrace to the real estate market. You are a disgrace to the real estate market.
Are you in the real
estate market? You are a slumlord.
No,
you cannot accept the fact.
You rather
be out on your yacht out there, out on the Mediterranean.
You know what you sound like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You sound like a rube.
Let him die. You are letting people die in your own property.
Not one person
has
died.
And you are not a property manager. You are a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Can I tell you something?
The real estate business. No, you cannot.
Why don't you take a breath?
You're nothing but your crap.
Why don't you take a breath?
For the last 100 miles.
Listen,
you know something? You
this
have
yacht has a hot tub in the cockpit.
You have a responsibility
a
to the people who live within your apartment buildings, ma'am, whether they be 1-year-old, 10-year-old, or 100-year-old. You have a responsibility to them,
listen,
and I'm sorry that you're a piss-poor
I want to jump in here, Richard. I want to jump in for just a minute. Ms. Gray, slumlording was something that was discovered and dealt with in the 19th century. We began to have laws that dealt with
Are you going to give me another one of your historical speeches?
I'm just telling you that slumlording is something that has gone the way of the 19th century. We have laws to protect tenants. And
this is a Tuzla motor yacht with a hot tub. Do you understand? Do either one of you gentlemen even have a clue as to what I'm talking about?
No, and I really don't care about a yacht. I care about the tenants that live in my property.
A crew of seven?
You know,
a crew of
seven? You are absolutely a disgrace.
I'll be a disgrace if I don't buy this yacht.
Yeah, it would be.
It wouldn't for you and Frank. What about the 100 of people that are living in your properties, ma'am?
Margaret, I want to, you imagine something. You get a call one night, a little girl has fallen through that railing that you're talking about and has fallen to her death in that cactus landscaping that you describe below. How do you feel?
You know what I would do then? I would send a telegram to George Bush and say, here's another one. Add that one to the list of young men dead in Iraq.
You're kidding, right?
How does President Bush deal with this? The economy
Barbara
of real estate
Streisand
has not changed
said it very well on her
Clinton.
Website. Barbara Streisand said it very well on her website. Wherever ye go, I go as well.
Huh? Well, how come you're not there bailing out the toilet?
What?
How come you're not bailing out the toilet?
I don't do that.
Well, you just said wherever you go, I go. Why don't
no,
you
I said wherever
the
you go, you
go and do your job.
Well, why don't you go do it?
It's not my property.
You
I
just
do that
got
to
done
my
saying
property.
Wherever you go, I go.
You are.
What
you
are you talking about? Right. You're quoting Barbara Streisand's website. Wherever ye go, I go. Thank
my
you very
gosh,
much.
You are an absolute crank.
Richard, if you knew what it is to own property, then I could talk with you.
Ma'am, I do own property. I do
own
property. You've got to
Roberto Clemente baseball, man.
This is not an issue of how much you own or how much I own. It is a moral responsibility when you have tenants that are leasing property from you to give them a
Can
safe
I ask
environment.
You, are you a child of the 70s? You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not a child of the 70s.
Well, do you remember a song?
And what does that have to do with this?
I'm talking
and what does President Bush have to do with it? If you were
President
in the real
Bush.
Estate market, you would understand that the economy of real estate has not changed since President Clinton. If anything,
oh, you're,
Mike is
you know
right.
What, you're sniffing,
Mike is
you're
right in the fact
engine.
That there are more property owners as a result
you're
of President
spot
Bush.
Remover.
All right, listen, that's really one hell of a comment to make, Ms. Gray. Richard, thank you very much. You made some impassioned and very, I thought, intelligent remarks.
I think you're pandering to him.
I'm not pandering to the man. I think he made some good remarks. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
The yacht that I'm talking about...
Can we get off the yacht for just a minute?
A 92-foot Tuzla motor yacht that my husband has had a lifelong dream.
Meanwhile, there's a little girl impaled on a cactus.
God, you really know how to hit low, don't you? You really enjoy it, don't you? You really enjoy the gruesome image of a child with cactus thorns sticking out of her, impaled like a doll on a bedpost.
Margaret, I'd like you to think about that image, because that's what you're dallying with, that's what you're playing with by not repairing that railing at that apartment building.
And you know what you're dallying with? An old man spitting up phlegm, falling downstairs, never having seen the Mediterranean, lying there in a pool of his own filth. That's what you're dallying with.
Here is Cheryl on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hi. I've just got to say to this woman, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
My name's Margaret Gray.
Margaret Gray. You have a problem with your morals, Margaret. You've got it all mixed up. Your husband's dream is to see the Mediterranean.
You know what,
the residents of your apartment
who
building.
Who are you
wait a minute,
to tell
wait,
me about my morality?
Wait.
I have been a property owner now for the last
the
25 years with my husband.
The residents of your apartments have a dream, too.
Yes,
and that dream
well,
is
got nothing to do with flushing a toilet.
Without walking through sewage.
Oh, is that their dream? And you know that how? That's
just
a dream?
By listening to the
oh my God.
In your...
Yes. Here's my dream for my life, to go to the bathroom
too
on a toilet that's flushing.
Too bad your husband can't go to the Mediterranean. Too bad. You have a responsibility
you know something?
To the
you
people
know what?
You
don't know what it will be like to stand on the bow of a beautiful Tuzla motor yacht.
Give me a break. You've got to be fake. You can't be
you know
a real
what?
Human
Let
being.
Me tell you what's fake. You're fake because you don't live in the real world. I
oh,
live in a
God
real
sake.
World.
Stop being so
I,
selfish
I
and
live
look
in a
at world.
The world.
Look at the world.
I am looking
You're
at the world.
Worried about your husband who's coughing up phlegm.
You don't have a husband to worry about? You don't have loved ones to worry about? You wouldn't give your last breath for the people that you love? Well, I would.
Well, give your last breath, but don't give him the Mediterranean.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Give
but
your
you know what? Let your husband die in a pool of his own
clean.
Filth, but don't make sure you snake the sewer first.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
You know,
I've got a song for you, and it's called Come Sail Away.
Shame on you.
You know, if you were here right now, I'd a roundhouse kick you so quick.
I bet you would.
I would. I come right around with a roundhouse. Just a heel right around.
Because you
windmill
have
kick.
Nothing left to say.
I would windmill the side
you
of your head with my boot.
Nothing left to say that has any merit whatsoever.
I do have something left to say. That's standing
you
on the bow of a Tesla motor yacht and singing a song that
you
I remember from the 1976 album, which was called, I Believe...
Hey, have
Sticks,
you ever heard of
come
song
sail away.
By George Harrison?
Come sail away, oh, come sail away, come sail away with me. Come sail. You know what I do? I'd rip that cheap Eva Gabor wig right off of your melon, Cheryl.
Oh, that's so funny, because I'm an all-natural girl.
Yeah, well, let's drop the panties and make...
All right.
All-natural, my bare rear end. Come sail away, come sail away, come...
Margaret.
No, I'm going to finish.
All right, well, can I take a break?
To do what?
I'm going to... out of your business to do what? I'm taking a break. Margaret Gray and her Tuzla motor yacht. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray has joined us. Don't forget our website, www.philhenryshow.com. I have to take a break, Ms. Gray. Coming up next hour, Walter David Maynard and wedding ideas. Mr. Maynard incarcerated at the Bushnell Correctional Institute in Citrus County, Florida.
I thought he was at Union Correctional Institute in Rayford.
Okay, fine. Where do you get all the information? Just sing your song.
So this is a song that I want to be singing from the bow of our Tuzla motor yacht when Frank and I sail the Mediterranean. Unfortunately, I don't have the music, so I will have to make the music with my mouth as well as sing. Gloom, gloom, doom, doodle-doodle-doon. Dennis DeYoung on the piano. Doodle-doodle-doon. Doom-doom. Doodle-doodle-doon. I'm sailing away.
Ugh.
Set an open course for the Virgin Sea. I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. Sticks, ladies and gentlemen, on board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh sweet Jesus, I'll try to carry on.
She sucks.